Welcome to the inaugural, is that the right word? The very first Sprinkles of Sped podcast with the TBL SEC coaches. My name is Allison Brumley, and I am here today with Anne and Gleason and Caitlin Lee, and we are honored to be joined by Chris Mellifer, our wonderful administrators, Jennifer Martin, Melanie French, and Chris Cullinan. And the purpose of this podcast is for staff in our districts, Tonganoxie and Basin Linwood, to get some information and support in special education matters and to kind of do this in a fun and engaging way. So if you are in our audience, if you're listening to this, it's probably because you work for Tonganoxie or Basin Linwood. So we're excited to have you here. We're planning to have a podcast every week, but we'll see what happens. Life gets busy.
It gets busy.
Life, it is what it is. So we're just going to start with some introductions. And because I have the biggest mouth, I get to go
Think you should go first.
Absolutely. So my name is Allison Brumley. This is my 7th year as a special education support coach, and I've gotten to work in all of the buildings. And this year I get to work some in Tonganoxie and some in Basin Linwood, and I'm really excited about that. And again, because I get to go first, I get to ask myself the very first.
I feel like I need to hold the jar.
You want to hold the jar?
Cheating here.
I could be cheating. Let's see, do I want a skinny question or a not skinny question? One question. All right, my question is, if you could have a conversation with any inanimate object, what would it be? And I think I looked at this one yesterday. Caitlin, do you remember what I said?
Don't remember exactly what you said.
I said a toilet.
Oh, yeah. Now you can explain that one.
Well, they've seen some things. They probably have stories to
Okay.
That's probably a little too much.
Yeah, we can edit that out. We can edit that part out.
My honest answer, Chris.
Okay, who's next?
You know what? You're holding the jar.
Oh,
Go on
yeah.
next, Jennifer.
So I'm Jennifer Martin. I'm the Director of Special Education. This is my 7th year in the co-op and my 2nd year as Director of Special Education. And okay, my question, gosh, I hope it's a good one that I can answer easily.
Even if it's not, it's okay.
Ah, I hope I don't take too much think time. Okay. What's the funniest prank you pulled on someone or had pulled on you? Okay, I have one. I used to work with someone previously, and she had a son, has a son, and she came to work after winter break, and I was asking how she was, and she said, well, we have a baby at home. And I'm like, what? What's going on? Because her son was a teenager at the time. And she said, yes, her son has a baby. I go, okay, what's the name? And the name, oh my gosh. Now I can't remember the name, but it was something a lot. It was a rapper. And she said the name was like Snoop Dogg. And I go, gosh, so you're and she had me going fully because I go, are you calling? I mean, like, it's Snoop Dogg? And she said, well, yes, and he really likes his music and all. And I'm like going, oh my God, this is terrible. And then she's like, it's a puppy, Jennifer.
That's awesome.
She had me going.
That is the best. Chris, do you want to go next, and then I'll choose your question for you.
Sure. Yes. My name is Chris Cullinan, and I am one of the assistant directors for the cooperative. And this is my 2nd year here. So yes, what is my question?
Okay, are you ready? I showed them first. Your question
Okay.
is, What is your go-to dance move when no one is watching?
Oh, man. Talk about having to edit out some things. My go-to dance.
People don't know what the lumbata is. So.
When no one is watching, I'm pretty free with my dance moves. If I'm being honest, like I don't really hide anything. So like what you see is what you get. And so I would say there's no hiding of dance moves, and I don't have a go-to move. I would consider my dance style eclectic and diverse. Yes, eclectic and diverse are synonyms. Is that right? So I would say, you know, I'm going to turn around the question a little bit and not answer it, but I would say the honest answer is I don't have any dance moves that I'm not afraid to break out in public.
I love it. That is the best. I would say your style is eclectic TikTok.
Eclectic TikTok. Okay.
Chris, I've only seen your gritty and I thought it was really good.
It's true.
It was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the gritty. We'll say the gritty is my go-to move.
There you go. All right, Melanie.
Oh, I am Melanie French. I am an assistant director of SPED, and this is my second year. And I'm a little nervous about drawing out of this jar. But here goes. I did one.
You only have to do one.
If you were a stand-up comedian, what would your stage name be?
Stage name. I can't wait to hear.
Mellow Yellow.
Oh, that's a great
one. No hesitation in that answer. She knew right away.
Oh, I know.
That locked and loaded.
I do.
That's pretty awesome.
I have some dreams about being on stage in front of lots of people telling jokes about children. Well, really true stories that are just truly funny.
That's why I wanted to have a podcast, because I have a lot of true stories that are truly funny. All names will be redacted.
Second title.
All in
Trinidad. That's the title.
That's the title.
That might be my stage name if I ever become a comedian.
Yes. And full disclosure, that was my nickname in college. Because apparently I don't ruffle easily. And they were all just like, really? You're just really mellow. And, you know.
I love it. Excellent. That makes is sense. Perfect. All right, Anne and Caitlin, who wants to go next? Go for it, Caitlin.
Okay. My name is Caitlin Lee. And this is my second year as a SPED coach, but my sixth year in the co-op and my 13th year in education.
Jennifer, picked for you.
Okay. Do you want to read it?
I will read it for you. Okay. It says, if you could be any fictional character's sidekicks, who would you choose?
Okay. We were talking about this the other day, but I've been into the Sabrina show that's on Netflix. It's not Sabrina the Teenage Witch, but it's a play on that. It's a little more dark. I feel like I could be her familiar, or her cat, Salem. Yeah. And I guess I like to let people know, like, hey, it's coming, or watch your back, or whatever.
I think you'd be an excellent familiar.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
Well, she's an excellent sidekick for real.
Oh no, she's got main character energy.
Okay, so last but not least, me, Ann Gleason. I too have been in the district 7 years. Allison, you and I came into the district the same year.
We did. So we did. We were a cohort together.
Yep. And then oddly enough, Caitlin and I taught together at GRE for a couple of years. And so then I've been a coach. I think this is my fourth year. Yeah. Allison says yes. Okay. So what's my question?
Okay. If your life had a theme song, what would it be? Now, I know last year's theme song.
I feel like my theme song right now would be Wipeout. No, in all seriousness, theme song. Wow. I do not listen to a lot of music, like mainstream music. So
I think it should be the Friends theme, like, I'll be there for you, because she's like,
that would be a great one.
Nice one.
Hey. I think that, yes,
I like that a lot.
I'll be there for you. That is a great theme song. Well, hopefully you guys feel like you know us a little bit better. It's very exciting. We do want to share a little helpful hint about BrightSped. Just so you know, there are tutorials for BrightSped in BrightSped. If you look in the upper left-hand corner, there's a little eye. You can click on that. And there is a great help section there with some videos and tutorials. We also linked through our dashboard, have a link to our YouTube channel, which has some video tutorials and a BrightSped manual that you can use. BrightSped's very user-friendly and intuitive. As you get into it, you'll find quickly that it's easy to navigate down through that left-hand bar and take you to all the different sections of the IEP. But coaches here are always happy to sit shoulder to shoulder with you as you work through BrightSped. If it's familiar to you and you just have a couple of questions on doing things more efficiently, or if you're brand new to BrightSped and just need the crash course on how to get started, we are here and would absolutely love to help you. If you have ideas for our podcast, we do have a Google form that you can submit any ideas, questions, comments, concerns. You can add criticisms, but I can't promise we will address them. But we're always open to constructive feedback. There will be a QR code that will take you straight to that, and we'll try to attach that to our various other forms of communication. And if you are interested in coming and being a guest on our podcast, we would love to have you. This is all about collaborating and working together and sharing information. So if you've got a great idea or you'd love to come and chat with us, we would love it. I think we're good. All right. See you guys later.
Bye.
Ha ha ha.